Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. From the management, we have Mr. Pardeep Khanna, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abhay Raj Singh, VP and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rakesh Mahajan, Advisor, Finance and Strategy. We also have an investor relations team from Adfactors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Darshan Mankad from Adfactors PR for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the fourth quarter and full year ended March 31, 2023 earnings call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risk and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rakesh Mahajan for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darshan. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope my voice is audible. It's pleasure to welcome you all to the Q4 and full year earnings call for the financial year 2023. Thank you very much for attending this call. Hope you all have gone through our quarterly results and investor presentations, which are available on our website as well as exchanges. Before we discuss the company's quarterly and full year performance, we would like to share some insights into the emerging trends. My colleague, Mr. Pardeep Khanna, who is the CFO, will then take you through the performance, post which we will open for the forum for the question and answer session. The FY23 was a roller coaster ride for the businesses as tightening money policy by major developed and developing economies dictated the investment sentiment globally, in addition to the increased energy cost. Despite global pessimism, the Indian economy has shown resilience and a strong growth trajectory following robust retail consumption growth and private sector spending. The focus of the government on the infrastructure development post-COVID and the revival of the service sector has put the economy in good shape to withstand global uncertainties. The World Bank has projected FY23-24 GDP growth for India at 6.3%. The supply chain disruption created by the resurgence of COVID cases in China during Q2 and Q3 of FY23 has subsided, and this is evident from the correction in the prices of key starting material that India imports from China. The API manufacturer in India faced severe margin pressure earlier with significant correction in the raw material prices. The worst seemed to be over for the sector as the domestic API manufacturers resumed their investments and increased their capacity gradually to capitalize on the robust domestic demand. There is a concerted effort by the stakeholders, including pharma majors and government, through PLI schemes to reduce the API import from China, and the current sentiment around capacity additions by domestic players make us believe that over the next five to seven years, the country is likely to reduce dependence on China to some extent. With the company's focus on expanding the non-ibuprofen business, intensifying and the backward integration process initiated for many drugs, we are confident of improvement in operational efficiencies in the time to come. In the specialty chemical space, India is a fast-growing consumption market. During our last engagement, we did mention that the chemicals raw material prices have going to stabilize and that the margin for this segment has gone bottom out. We are happy to have positive EBIT margin for this quarter in the chemical section. With this update, I now hand over the call to my colleague, Mr. Pradeep, who will brief you about our financial performance for the quarter. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mahajan. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you all for joining us today to discuss our performance for the fourth quarter ended 31st March 23. I will take you through financial highlights for the fourth quarter. The total income of the company in quarter four of financial year stood at 596 CR as against rupees 579 CR in the corresponding quarter of the last year and rupees 530 CR in the previous quarter ended December 22. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 104.5 CR as against rupees 50 CR in the corresponding quarter of the last year and rupees 49.7 CR in the quarter third of financial year 22-23. EBITDA margin for the quarter improved to 17.5% as against 9.4% in the previous quarter and 8.6% on year-to-year basis. Net profit in the last quarter was rupees 65.3 CR as against rupees 27.7 CR in the corresponding quarter of the last year and rupees 24.2 CR in the third quarter of financial year 22-23. EBIT margin for the specialty chemical segment was at 5% compared to minus 2.2% in the corresponding period of the last year and minus 0.5% in the previous quarter. EBITDA margin for the pharmaceutical segment too improved to 21.7% from 13.5% in the corresponding period of the last year and 11.5% in the quarter 3 of financial year 23. Also, during the last quarter, the exports were also improved. The company made exports of rupees 634 CR as compared to rupees 546 CR in the last year. With this, we open the forum for a question answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star then one to ask a question at this time. The first question is from the line of Unnati Jadhav from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Unnati here from Sharekhan. Just one question I have. What is the major reason for the EBIT in specialty chemicals to turn positive to 5% in Q4? And the 22.1% margin that you mentioned about the pharma segment, what is the driver for the same and is it sustainable in the medium term? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for asking this question.
Basically, you have asked two questions. The one question is for the chemical sector's profit, and the another is the better performance in the API. So let us take the better performance in the API. This better performance has been due to increase in the demand, coupled with the better capacity utilization that resulted into the operational efficiency. And also the energy cost, raw material cost also reduced to the some extent. So, and with respect to the sustainability, we assume and we consider that anything in the API business around 15% to 17-18% is the very much sustainable. And relating to the chemical performance, because the chemical performance has performed better in this because of the better raw material cost in the Q3. The raw material cost has started softening from the Q3 and better utilizations also. So these are the major reason for the chemical sectors to perform better this quarter.
So do you believe that, there has been a fluctuation that could be observed in your margins in the last few years? So how do you believe the new paracetamol capacity and new filings, DMF filings and new products, will it be possible for you to maintain this kind of a EBITDA margin trajectory going forward, or it will be fluctuating in nature?
So we believe that we will very much be able to maintain this EBITDA margin around 15% to 16%. And regarding the volatility, this volatility was not IUL specific. This has been the industry specific in the last year. And because we are non-IBU sectors for the company is also improving and the picking up. And our filings, DMF filing has increased in the last year. So there are more likelihood this profitability will be maintaining and better will be going better slightly in the next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neelam Punjabi from Perpetuity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. First of all, congratulations for some good set of numbers. My first question is on the ibuprofen business. So as I see the number has, the ibuprofen revenues have grown quite significantly during the quarter at about 250 crores, which is, so I just wanted to understand that how much of this growth has been volume driven and how much is it value driven?
As regard to this IBU revenue, the prime revenue coming from the capacity utilization. The demand which was earlier bottom out to 60-70% of capacity utilization around 2-3 quarters ago, it increased to 85-90% now.
Okay, so the capacity utilization is at 85-90% currently.
Right. Yes.
And was there any improvement in the ibuprofen prices during the quarter?
It is almost stable from the last, you can say, 2 quarters.
Got it. Understood. Secondly, my question is on the other APIs, non-ibuprofen APIs. As I see, the growth has been in high single digit during the quarter, YoY. So could you just let me know why is the growth slower now and what are we anticipating in terms of other APIs growth over the next couple of years?
In the non-IBU section, we have added one product that is a paracetamol, the capacity of which was increased from 1800 TPA to 3600 TPA. That was in the quarter ended March 23. So the full capacity was not available during that quarter. So we hope that from the next quarter it will, incremental growth will be double digit. And now after getting the European approvals for paracetamol, we are expecting more revenue from the regulated market maybe after 2 quarters or 3 quarters.
Okay, that was my next question. So that given that we've got the CEP approval for Europe, how much would be the realization difference in the regulated market versus our current domestic market for paracetamol?
As per industry norms, it is increased maybe by 15 to 20%, maybe.
And this is not a standard answer because this also depends from product to product basis.
Customer
to customer basis. But on an average, we can say around 20 to 25% better realizations is always there relating to the exports in the regulated market.
Understood. Okay. Lastly, on the gross margins, I see that the gross margin has gone up quite significantly on a quarter-to-quarter basis. So is this gross margin number of 35.7% sustainable now?
We are expecting that it must be sustainable, and we will try our best to maintain it and try to improve it also.
Got it. Okay. Just one last question. What would be our CapEx target for FY24 and 25?
It is around 150 to 200 CR.
Per year or both put together? 2 years?
For the year 23-24.
Okay. Okay. And FY25?
In fact, this year we clocked the capex of 220 crores. So our average is around 150 to 200 crores on a year-on-year basis. This is what we have designed and planned.
Got it. And this last year's capex of 220 crores, was it largely for the paracetamol plant upgradation, or did we do some other investments as well?
No, this is for other investment also, including the land, warehousing, and boilers, and some other capital expenditures.
ETP also.
ETP also.
Got it. Okay. Great. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Shah from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Sir, your audio is too low. I would request you to use your handset to ask a question at this time.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Great numbers. Two questions from my side. First will be, how much will be your revenue currently coming from regulated markets versus the others? And my second question is on your, is if you can share some some data on the paracetamol market, like the capacity in India versus the other major markets globally, which compete for market share in your end markets. So how are you looking at creating a global position in the paracetamol market the way you have done in ibuprofen? Yeah, these are my two questions.
Thank you, Dhaval. As regard to our regulated market, as of now, out of total export, around 40% of our revenue share in export is from the regulated market.
Okay.
And the balance is in Southeastern Asian country, MENA country, and Latin American countries.
Sorry, sir, come again.
Around 40% is from the regulated markets.
Yes.
And balance from the other Latin American countries, Southeastern, and MENA countries.
Latin American, South Asian, MENA. Okay. Understood, sir. Yeah, and this
paracetamol, we have just started our journey in the paracetamol with a small capacity of 1800 and then increased to 3600. But our prime focus is to going backward integration for the paracetamol. So, as regard to the competition and other things, it will took some more time how we stand ourselves. But our focus is to first fully backward integrated the paracetamol, and then we will, after getting a certain efficiencies, we may increase the capacities, and then we will able to define the market share of the paracetamol as compared to the ibuprofen.
So by backward integration, you mean manufacturing PAP, which you have already developed successfully.
Yeah, we have already developed paraminophenyl in-house and consuming for production of paracetamol regularly.
Okay, so sir, for this 3600, how much PAP is required? What is the ratio?
That is internal, you can say, but it is fully, we are not buying from outside.
Okay, okay. And sir, who are the other paracetamol players in India?
There are quite a lot of players like Farmson, Make Money, and lots of players are there in the paracetamol industry.
Got it, got it. And this will be completely exposed. It will be used for export. The entire paracetamol will be sold domestically also.
And we have just started getting the approvals. Like around 2 days back, we got the approval from Europe.
Yes.
And initially, primarily we are selling in domestically, but after getting the regulatory approval from other regulated markets, we will able to export them.
Got it, got it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Just again on paracetamol, how much would be the, let's say, global requirement in terms of tons?
Global requirement, actually, we have not mapped so far. So, in fact, this number is not readily available with us, but I think we guess it must be something around 6 lakh MTPA annually, 6 to 7 lakh MTPA.
Okay, so we are still a very small player in
pension. Yeah, yeah, so that is just was in the response to the earlier question Rakesh ji told, that we have just started our journey in the paracetamol. And considering the responses from the market and the backward integration, so our focus will be on the backward integrating the paracetamol up to the 2-3 level back. And after that, we will be considering to increase this paracetamol to a sizable number. But there is a huge potential considering the overall global requirement.
With this backward integration, just to get a perspective, like, incremental EBITDA per ton or gross contribution per ton, how much would that increase for paracetamol?
It will be better than other peers, but it is not a form to disclose at these numbers.
At this, see, we will be coming out with the appropriate disclosures at the appropriate time, but over the call, it is very difficult to discuss all these internal things. But our efficiency must be increased in all aspects.
Fair point. And on ibuprofen side, how has been the inventory in the channel? Not specific for IOL, but at the industry level?
As the IOL specific, we can talk about, we don't keep inventories too long. Hardly 15 days must be there.
15 days to 30 days.
15 days to 30 days inventory we like to keep. But industry specific, this is company specific policy, so we can't comment on it.
Okay, that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, first of all, congratulations for the good numbers posted by the company. My simple question is, can you just give me an idea of the projections for the next year in terms of turnover and PBT?
Hey, Sanjay ji, as in terms of the guidance for the coming year, this is very difficult to talk about the absolute number. But we can say very comfortably on a conservative side, 10 to 15% is a very achievable growth for the coming year, for the next year, in fact.
So that growth will be from what you have achieved in the previous financial year, that is 21st March 23.
Yeah, correct.
And your last quarter seems to be very good one. Can we expect that the performance which you have made in the last quarter will be maintained for the coming quarters also?
Yeah, we hope so, and we will definitely try for maintaining this or even improvising the same, the performance of the last quarter in the next quarters also.
Okay, okay. Any headwinds which you like, the challenges which the company may face in the coming financial year?
Sanjay ji, we don't foresee any, but there can be the geopolitical situations. We don't know and we can't comment on those emergence of geopolitical situations. But with regards to the product we are, with regard to the market we are, we don't foresee any specified headwinds.
Okay, I was following. I have been following your company for the last 3-4 years. I remember 2 years back there was a plant in Germany which started, and the production of that plant affected the performance of our company also. IL. Can you please highlight the now what is the scenario there? What about that German plant? Is it in operations now, or what is the status now?
The BSF has announced in 2019 that they are going to set up one plant for ibuprofen in their plant in Germany.
Okay.
After 2019, they have not announced any official announcement that any plant has been started or operationalized so far. So we don't know about the exact position because they have not officially announced anything about that plant after 2019.
Okay. At any more capacity or any such capacity which you can foresee to be coming up in China?
No, no. China is not coming with any fresh capacity as per our knowledge. Because okay. They require the isobutyl benzene, which is only, India is the only supplier. They are not able to produce isobutyl benzene there.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much and all the best to the company and the management.
Thank you so much, Sanjay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheikh Mohammed Ayaz, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the excellent result. I have a few questions. We have got approval, patent approval for certain drugs, green type of manufacturing process. Any update on that process? Certain drugs?
Yeah, we have got the patent for that process from Indian patent, and we are working on, after getting the approval, we are working on the internally in the R&D and other systems, and then the appropriate time we will come out with the decisions. When we are going to start or not going to start. But we got the patent approvals from Indian patents.
Okay. So you told you got such margins by better utilization of capacity. But when I see the chemical segment, there is less revenue from the last quarter, but the profit is good. So how can you say that there is better utilization in terms of only margins or in terms of revenue also?
As we said that we got the better utilizations, that was specifically for the API. Relating to the chemical segment, the performance has got better because of softening in the prices of the raw material and the better management of the raw material. So that was the major criteria for the chemical sectors to become more profitable.
Also 6 months before, we have got REACH certificate for export in the European market.
Yes, so our exports also increased with the better realizations.
Okay, sir, when you talk about the export, when I see the investor presentation, there was no data of domestic and export business of Q4 FY23 quarter. So can you provide that data particularly for export data of Q4 FY23?
We will try to incorporate that figures in the next presentation also.
Okay, sir. Another one question is when I see the result year on year, I see there is a pharma segment has improved very good, but the, when I see the chemical business, it is the only business which we have little worried. Means because previous year FY20 the profit was 59 crore and this quarter the profit is only 19 crore. So what are the future of chemical segment, which is I am worried about?
We have done well in fourth quarter in chemical. The high cost inventory we have cleared in the third quarter. The prices of both ethyl and as well as acetic acid is important in the chemical business. Now prices of acetic acid are stable and ethyl acid prices are also stable. And this gives us comfort and profitability will improve. Also, I will earlier I mentioned that we have reached certificate for export of ethyl acetate to Europe. So now we are sending shipment to Europe also. It will also add contribution in the ethyl margin.
Okay, sir. So we can expect good margins from good profit and margin from the chemical segment. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Last question from my side. I heard many times incidents of fire occurring in different companies' plants. So how are we safe in terms of fire safety?
We have done everything related to the safety of our plant, our manpower, our material and everything. And regularly we got inspected from the third parties on a voluntary basis, and every time we get the good report from the inspecting authorities. And we are also ISO approval for that sector also. Even our insurance people also regularly inspecting the material, the visual sites, and we incorporate everything available for the safety of our plant and this our manpower.
All the facilities are 100% insured.
So basically, this is the question can be answered in another way, that the prevention is the only way out to remove this, to prevent these sort of the situations, emergencies. For that, we are having very strict norms and we are following that.
Also, we have safety department. We have also a fire tender also in the plant.
Sir, sorry for the asking another. Only last question. Any regulatory authority of inspection in the near term?
Around 3 months back.
I'm asking nearby future.
It's a regular practice, and maybe in June or July, we may again go for the inspection of our plant.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best for the next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meet Haresh Bhai Katrodia from Niveshai. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible?
Yes, sir. Please.
Hello. Yes. So my first question is, how is the demand for ibuprofen, paracetamol, and metformin?
Paracetamol, metformin, and ibuprofen. See, demand is good. Our capacity, our assets are being utilized at about 80-85% capacity. And the demand is stable and the growing gradually also for all these three products.
Okay. And my second question is, so we are seeing good demand. So is it sustainable or one-time of demand all over pharma segment?
This is normal and sustainable demand.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. There is a follow-up question from the line of Neelam Punjabi from Perpetuity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, could you give an update on the acetic anhydride plant which we were setting up for backward integration?
Yes, Neelamji, that plant is, we are working on that, and I think within this quarter, we will commercialize the same.
Got it. Okay. Secondly, what was the reason of us not participating in the PLI scheme for PAPT. We had set up our PAPT facility. Any reason why we didn't participate in the PLI?
When the price, this PLI scheme was open, then at that time we have not any plan to set up the PAPT facility in-house. Now the scheme was already closed. We are trying with the ministry to get it registered in that scheme, but till date we have not got the approval from them.
Got it. Okay. My next question is on US FDA inspection on our other API units. So when are we expecting the same?
We have already filed a DMF for all the non-IBU products to the US authorities, but we can't fix any date when they will going to visit us. But already 3 years has been passed in October 22. They can inspect our facility at any time.
But we don't have any official information in this regard.
Got it.
Because they are inspecting only now those units which have life-threatening drugs.
Okay. So as I understand correctly, we are waiting for this US FDA inspection to start exporting our other APIs in terms of paracetamol, metformin, etc. to the US markets. Is my understanding correct?
See, for only for the US and directly exporting the API, but otherwise all these products are we have approval for the Europe and other countries too. And moreover our API are being used by the formulations company, and that the formulating doses are being exported to the US also.
Okay. So my next question is on, it's a bookkeeping question. I see that the intangible assets under development in our balance sheet has increased from 3 crores last year to 8 crores this year. What is the reason behind it?
That is, the company is implementing SAP in the company, and that amount is representing the amount. Intangible assets.
Got it.
To the licensing and other things.
Okay. And secondly, this our finance cost for the year was 16 crores. However, our borrowings are very less. About 80-85 crores, right? So what's the reason for this high finance cost?
That is the use of working capital facilities.
Also due to non-fund based working capital facilities. The charges are included in the financial cost.
Okay, got it. Lastly, our receivable days have gone up to about 83 days in FY23, and this used to be at about 50-55 days, during FY20-21. So what's the reason behind it, and are we expecting normalization of this number going forward?
Yes, it is due to our new products, which we are going to stabilize in the market. So more credit to be given to stabilize these products in the market. Now it is normalized, and I think onward it will remain the same.
Okay, so it will remain at this 80-85 days or 50-55 days is the normal level? What's the normal level for receivables for us?
I think normal level is our company 80 days.
Got it. Okay. Understood. Just one last question on metformin. So how is the pricing scenario currently? And what's the pricing trend of DCDA input prices? Has the profitability for our metformin business improved?
Profitability in case of metformin has been improved in the fourth quarter. The prices of metformin in the market is stable, and raw material cost is also softening. So we are doing well in the metformin.
Okay. Thanks for taking my questions. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello? Awaaz aa rahi
hai? Yes, sir.
Yes, aa rahi
hai. Sir, mera question ye hai ki humne Brazil aur Russia se clearance mil gaya hai, to wahan hum export kar sakte hain?
रशिया में हम कर सकते हैं लेकिन उसका जो पेमेंट वाला सिस्टम है वो वी आर वर्किंग ऑन दैट और ब्राजील तो जाता हमारा मटेरियल पहले से जा रहा है कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है वहां पे तो
ओके सर
थैंक यू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ विघ्नेश अय्यर फ्रॉम सीक्वेंट इन्वेस्टमेंट्स प्लीज गो अहेड
Congratulations, sir, on good set of numbers. I've got two questions on from my side. First one, can you, sir, guide us on a sustainable segmental EBITDA margin or EBITDA per kg, as in case for maybe paracetamol, if you have any internal working for for the year FY24. And second question is, what all capex are we expecting to commission in FY24?
So, Vignesh ji, sustainable sector-wise, you are talking about the EBITDA margin.
Segmental EBITDA.
As a sustainable base, we understand something around 15%, 12 to 15, 16, 17% is the higher side for the API. And anything between the single digit is good for the chemical sector.
Relating to the capex
for the coming year, we have target or we have the plan for around 200 crores of the capex in FY23 and 24.
And any of this capex commissioning and I mean any capex done earlier would commission in this year? Any facility?
So acetic anhydride will come up in this financial year, which was done for the last year. Mostly capex was incurred during the last year. Most of the part of the capex.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's all from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niharika from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I want to understand the demand scenario for ethyl acetate as of now. How's the demand for that?
The demand of ethyl acetate is, you can say, stable from the last 2-3 quarters, and it is sustainable demand.
And how are the prices for ethyl acetate and acetic acid?
I think it is ranging between 80 to 85 rupees.
For ethyl acetate and rupees 40, around 40 in acetic acids.
Okay. And for the backward integration, which we talked about paracetamol, so once we crack that, will we be the only company who would be able to achieve that kind of backward integration in India?
Our information, we will be the only company in the world which is backward integrated.
Okay. And are we planning to sell PAP and all the other backward integrated chemicals to the outside parties also, or will it only be for captive consumption?
As of now, whatever the PAP is being manufactured by us is fully utilized for captive purposes as of now. But ongoing basis, if we will be having any surplus, then definitely we can consider.
Okay, but why aren't we focusing on increasing the capacity of PAP if we are able to kind of...
We are not focusing on increasing the PAP capacity. The PAP capacity will be increased, will be synchronized with the overall capacity of the paracetamol.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
There is a follow-up question from the line of Dhaval Shah from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Please proceed. Yes.
This you mentioned about raw material price softening for metformin. So that will be, you refer to DCDA, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is China still the only source for DCDA?
Yes.
Mostly yes.
Okay. So is anyone in domestically trying to make it, or there's some other geography from where?
Aurobindo has, I think, as far as our information, Aurobindo has started erecting the plant for DCDA, which may come after 2 or 3 years.
Okay, so still we are only dependent on China.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay. And sir, on the what guidance would you give for the key APIs, you know, on the volume growth? Because, so if I understand correctly, FY23, your entire growth was volume driven for your key APIs. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And going forward over next 1 year, how do you see that that market growing for you?
Our demand is sustainable, but our focus is now to from domestic to export, where our revenue and bottom line is expected to be.
Moreover, we are also trying to increase our non-IBO business. Because non-IBO business, we are getting the CEP in the export also. So, with getting more and more CEP, we will be more able to export the non-IBO products.
Correct. This has been our long-term strategy as well to increase the
Yes.
of non-IBO. Correct. So on the IBO, if you break up like into IBO and non-IBO, what sort of volume growth would you see for FY24?
In the IBO or non-IBO or the cumulatively?
Both the businesses, IBO and non-IBO.
In the non-IBO, we are considering around a 15% growth for this year.
Okay, and IBO?
IBO, actually, we are demand is sustainable and we are utilizing around 85 to 90% of our capacity.
Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
No, sir, your audio is very, you know, it's feeble. We are not able to hear you clearly. I would request you to kindly use your handset.
Is this better now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Sir, my question is in two parts. If I look at our company's growth over last decade or so, we have grown about, on an average 16-17% every year. Now, going ahead, we are adding more capex. You indicated, in the range of 200 crore. Last year we did 200 crore plus. We are also sort of, backward integrating more. We are, also focusing on selling in developed markets where the realizations are higher. So I have two questions. If you look out 3 to 5 years, what's the aspiration in terms of would we be able to get closer to what we have done in the past? That's number one. And number two, last quarter our operating margin was about 16%. I'm taking out other income. So if we are backward integrating, we are exporting more, why do you still think that our normalized, margin would only remain in that 15-16% range? Would you not expect it to go higher? Those two questions. Thanks.
So, thank you, Rakesh, for asking this question. On a being a conservative side, we given this guidance because this is not a forward-looking statement also. So, we don't want to be very aggressive on this number. But there are many reasons, there are very much likelihood that we can perform better than what we are saying, what we are projecting.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question for today, which is from the line of Riddhi Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the capex, the 200 crore capex, how would you divide that between growth capex or for backward integration or its maintenance capex? So can you help me with that? And over these 2 years, like I think in FY23 it has been 200 crore. Previous year it was 100, and then next year you're also stating 200 crore. So just trying to understand.
Most of the part is going towards the growth capex. Maintenance is not very much. So we don't have any overall the exact breakup as of now. But most of this capex is going towards the growth capex.
Okay, so the fixed assets have gone up from gone up by 200 crore has been, I think, commercialized. So the entire is growth capex.
There is a small amount around 50 crores you can consider against the maintenance.
Okay. And out of that, the rest 150, some of it would be for backward integration also.
Backward integration, procuring the land, also improving the ETP, all these things.
Enhancing the capacities.
And this capital work in progress, which shows 80 crore, so what would be the break of that?
Primarily is the STKN,
it is?
STKN,
right, plant.
Okay. So that is the raw material, that is backward integration for our chemicals business.
Paracetamol.
Okay, for paracetamol.
Paracetamol and acetyl chloride, that ultimately consumed for the ibuprofen. So the acetic anhydride is the raw material for paracetamol as well as ibuprofen.
Okay. So the pharma side. Okay. And 200 crore which you're planning for the capex, that would be for what?
It's a mix of chemical and pharma. For backward integration of some non-IBU products.
Okay. So roughly in your industry, how long does it take for the capex to commercialize?
In API, it took more than 2 years. But in chemical, after section the plant, it can start immediately.
Okay. And for ethyl acetate, so that forms the major chunk of your chemical business, right?
Yes.
Primarily is ethyl acetate only in the revenue.
Okay. So can we assume that the cycle has now like hit the bottom and now it is going to go up? Like considering raw material?
Bottom out in the last quarter, maybe in December quarter.
Yeah. Okay. So now you don't see any threats in that particular business.
We are hoping for that.
Sorry?
We are hoping for that.
Yes, you are correct. Okay. Your understanding is correct.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That was it. And
thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Abhay Raj Singh, VP and Company Secretary, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us today and discussing our quarterly and full year performance. The last financial year was rather turbulent for the world economy as well as for the sectors. However, the underperformance of the sector and the volatility was short-lived. With improved domestic demand in both the sectors and better managed raw material prices, we hope that the next financial year will bring more value additions for the investors and shareholders alike. Thank you so much once again for attending this call. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.